my eyes to the world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional, and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Frank St. James, and we're on Let's Find Out. And tonight we're going to explore a little more on what's coming up, possibly some events, and in general, to see how communication is starting to change a bit within the political world, too. Yeah, I'm not going to mention any parties. I'm an independent, and I would rather just, initially how people come out with things, and enough of just people listening now and trying to, instead of getting upset, just listening, because a lot of people will talk themselves right out of contention, as we'll see. So, we have a caller there, Don.
Thank you.
Hi. And do you have a question?
I just wondered what you saw for me career-wise right now.
Okay. Well, interesting enough, you're in the fourth year of a 9-year cycle, according to numerology. This isn't kind of an overall energy that you might be experiencing. You asked about work. So you're in the fourth year. It is a earth year. It's going to help you to work through things, to keep calm, and specifically get the information that you need. You know, it's a very practical time for you. Before the end of the year, you'll feel the energy coming in from your fifth year, which is called the year of change. So 6 months before, you'll start to feel you'll work getting rid of what you don't feel is going to be advantageous to you, but it's really going to help you. As far as what type of work are you looking for, Tim, I ask?
More along executive administrative work.
Well, interesting enough, you got a full moon coming up on the 24th, and it is in Capricorn, and that's business. And that's where a lot of your CEOs are Capricorns. It's kind of that construction sign. It builds up. It's a very strong, it's always been a very strong business sign. And we have a couple things that might be working for you. Now, have you been to already different interviews?
I haven't for a few weeks now. I took a job that's really not at all in line with what I was pursuing. So I feel like it's a temporary bridge, or I hope it is.
I think right now what I'm feeling for you is I would like you to work more on how you present yourself, how you see yourself, what you would like them to see when you go on an interview. Right now, Mercury, the planet of communication, has gone retrograde. So if you went on an interview, it didn't turn out right. It might come back later on, like around September for you. But it's in the perfect sign right now. Cancer is compatible opposite of Capricorn. There's a couple things going on in Capricorn, too, on the planets. Beside this, it's there's a whole re-looking at a lot of these types of work right now. And the industry itself is going through a lot of turning. Of course, with the negotiations with the different countries like China and stuff. So some of these companies will get a break. Some of these will really have to keep going, doing an overhaul. I feel your best time will probably be about the middle of September. But I would not go on an interview, even though there's some, you know, Mercury is in retrograde. You know, it works both ways. It's a balance. And you'll find out, you'll get exactly what you have to do. But there'll be jobs open to you. It'll turn around for you, definitely. So your best thing is, you know, put it together, see what you have to do. If it doesn't go well, if you feel it doesn't go well, don't worry about it, because there'll be a call back, because they'll take somebody else, and they're going to make mistakes too at this time. So okay. Somebody might come in and not work out, and they'll say, oh, we got to get rid of her anyway. Well, what was that lady that called? And you'll get a call back, believe me. So I feel like you're going to get two really positive situations going for you by the second week of September. So do what you have to. You know, I know it's hard in the summertime, but put it together. Get an idea of, you know, sometimes even looking in the mirror and saying, well, this is the way, maybe I'll fix my hair this way, maybe I'll do this, you know, but I want to present myself the way I'm feeling about myself, you know. So it's actually, okay. It's a good time. Mercury is in Leo. Leo's the fifth house of actors, actresses, putting together your persona. So it's actually a good time for you, hon. It's finally. All right.
Wow, that's
good luck.
That's good news. I've needed to hear that very much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Frank, that was Darlene. Thank you, Darlene. We hope that helped a little bit.
Oh, it helped a lot, actually. It helped a lot. It allows me to focus.
Well, that's what Frank
has. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Hi, my birthday is March 15th.
A beautiful Pisces.
Yes.
So am I.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, great. So you can relate.
Yeah.
Perhaps with my question. Well, sort of. So I applied for veterinary medical school in Australia. I submitted two applications to two different schools. I have one more application to go, a third one. I was already rejected on one of them. So now I'm kind of nervous. I have the third application to submit. But because we're in Mercury retrograde, I wonder if it's suggested to submit the application after the retrograde, or does that really matter? I'm not really sure.
I would say right now, in your case, I would kind of wait till after it. Now, it goes direct. It goes direct August 1st. But a lot of times,
okay.
10 days before it goes retrograde, things kind of don't go the way you want it either. So as we get into it, it's a strong retrograde. By the time it comes out, it'll be in Cancer. So it might give you, being that it's a water sign too, give your intuition a little more, you know. So as I said to the last caller, it's a good time to really look at things that you can present, how you're going to present yourself, go over your resume, you know, make it they always say make it as simple as possible, so, you know. But, you know, bring out the highlights and things that might be really conducive for, you know, why they would want, you know, you in their company. So I would definitely I feel positive once you, I really like October, November for you, as getting the positive, finally, you know, go ahead. As far as
go ahead or apply, I'm sorry, or a reply back from the school.
Yeah, a go ahead for that. I really do. And I think right now, I'm just looking at what's going on right now in the universe. And so, yeah, you could be, you can really put it together. There really is, you know, Cancer and everything is dealing with what you're talking about. You've got other signs that are making you even dig more in and see what you can really bring forward on your regular life experiences, you know, right now.
Okay.
But I feel good around October for you more so than anything. But I think it's a good time to really put it together.
Okay. Okay. So I would get a positive response from these schools. Even though
yes.
I didn't get one positive response, I'll probably get a good response this time around in October.
No, you'll get two or three. You'll get two or three. Believe me, when it rains, it pours. It's just I don't know what the snag is. Maybe
sorry,
they don't know you're
know
a
what?
Pisces and you're a beautiful person and you really are want to help. And you have that compassion. Sounds good, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right. Great. Thank you from your mouth.
All right.
Years.
All right.
Thank you.
What?
We have an Olga. Her birthday was July 23rd. Welcome to the program, Olga.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Thank you. How are you?
Good. And you?
I am very well. Thank you.
Good.
So I have a career question again, the same as the previous callers. I recently published a book, and it's a coloring book for adults, and it's also a meditation guide. So I want to focus my energy and time into giving a meditation classes. And this is a new way of meditation that I discovered for myself, and I just want to teach other people to do the same way through coloring, so meditation through coloring. So what do you see for me if I go into that direction?
I think it's excellent. I studied color therapy for like 40 years. I mean,
oh,
using,
really?
Yes,
wow.
I music and color and I do help people do simple but I do help people meditation, and I always work with the simple things, and if you're working with color, that is an excellent way of bringing people back to normal. You know, I always say, you know, some people go and they buy some blouse or you know, sweater, and it's not their color. By the time they take it home, they want to take it back, but they needed that color. But you know, if you're doing what you're doing, it's a real excellent way of calming people down and everything, and it feels like you know what you're doing. So, I would say. So, are you having a hard time publishing it or what?
No, the book is already published.
Oh, it's
now
published.
I'm just trying to figure it out how to spread the word and how to start with my meditation classes. So So, so that's why I'm like talking to people, trying to figure it out how to start that kind of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Way back when, I started in psychic fairs, or put it, you know, I would in expos like that. I would definitely check the calendars of the different ones and get in there so you can start, you know, your promotion on this. But
when you say expos, what expos do you think?
Well, they do have, you know, intensive meditation, different types of meditation, and healing, and so a lot of them, you know, you'll have to get a table most of the time and present your product, and that's the best way to sell it. I would probably look online. They got everything online, and find out where they're having these, you know, the psychic fairs and things like that. But I would get online and really look at it, because now is the time to promoting it. Most of the stuff is going to really go into the fall. But they'll be advertising now, and you know what you're doing.
Like July, when you say now, when is good time? Like August or September?
I'd probably say, you know, about the middle of August, or even now, just looking online, because they're probably looking to fill up, you know, spaces in their different fairs and expos. They'll have a variety of different types of things going on, you know, astrology and different types of.
And what do you think about Facebook advertising? Because I have that product, a book with a pencil that I call Relaxation Kit.
Uh-huh.
What does he think of Facebook, if I advertise that on Facebook, my product? If he's telling me to go to expos, so is Facebook one of the good ways of...
Well, you're looking at maybe Amazon, things like that to put in?
No, it's already on Amazon, but... It's Amazon is like website. If I don't advertise, if I don't say, people don't know that it's there.
Well, that was the best. That's my best thing. That's my best way of doing it right now. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of promoting it. You're just going to have to keep trying different Facebook. I don't know. I'm not that familiar with Facebook. Some things
okay.
You know, but I know you can promote things on it. But.
Okay, all right. So what you see is like I should go into that direction and just...
Right.
Just, mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
All right, okay. Thank you.
All right, thank
right.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have a Diana from Montana. Diana from Montana on line two. Welcome to the program. And I didn't get your birthday.
Oh, right. It's July
15,
1954.
July 15th. All right. So,
I'm in a
this year you're in the fifth year of a nine-year cycle. It's called the year of change. And what you'd be going through is getting rid of things that aren't working for you. It's kind of like clearing your mind, including people.
Right.
Who's more important, you know, and who's not. But, and you're going into your sixth year next year. So again, 6 months before the end of the year, the influence will be on top of the five. So as you're going to getting rid of stuff that's not working for you, the six is a earth energy. It'll calm things down. It'll bring in practical information. It's good for negotiation. You know, just on an overall thing, it's romance, real estate, or sometimes careers are going better. There's a little more money coming in. So this is an excellent time for you for that. What are you trying to do, Diane?
Oh, I'm just going with the flow right now.
I mean,
I'm kind of half retired and just doing small jobs, and that's about it.
Yeah. So you're really going through a change. You'll find this is actually an excellent time. It's kind of a lot of things up in the air. You know what you might want to do. You might want to just take a month or two out and collect your thoughts, and then things that you've been wanting to do for years all of a sudden start to surface. But it's an excellent time for you to put things together. It's good creative energy coming in. You'll be surprised at the things you can do and what makes you happy. You want to do things that make you happy, right?
Good.
All right, Diane, you got the world happening. Okay. You got the world at your fingertips, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful journey. It's another beautiful journey. That's all.
Oh, good. Okay. That puts it in a nutshell. That sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Diana. We have a few more calls waiting. We have Diane from Georgia and Pauline from New York. But, folks, we got to head to break. We're going to play a few words from Elizabeth Joyce and a couple commercials, pay the bills. We'll be right back. Here we go.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 8th through July 14th, 2019. This promises to be a difficult week, with Cancer Sun involved in two challenging aspects, as well as a dangerous square between Mars and Uranus. Be extremely cautious and stay away from any sort of risky business. Monday morning would be a good time to meet a friend for breakfast or share a weekend story on the treadmill at the gym. Venus and Uranus are playing nicely together, so at least there's harmony and friendship. Also, building up the past few days, an exact Monday afternoon, quick Mercury and impatient Mars line up. Go from task to task today, rather than focusing on any one thing. You know, like 1, 2, 3. Okay, what's next? Tuesday morning brings a dark cloud and sluggish feeling as the sun opposes restrictive Saturn, the police sergeant of the zodiac. If you must do important tasks, take the slow but sure approach. This sun-Saturn conflict points to conflicts past or present with authority figures and is always one of the lowest energy points of the year. It's a time to remember that less is more. As you sit tight and wait it all out, know that even more trouble is waiting in the wings as the week ends. Wednesday is an easier day, but less ambitious. Watch a movie Wednesday evening as film planet Neptune is helping you to relax. A sensitive Sun-Neptune trine provides a welcome relief via a escape routes, but it can overstimulate your imagination, which, after the Sun-Saturn-Pluto-Sun face-offs, may not be a good thing. Feelings of jealousy and revenge are never good, especially if you are preparing to act on those feelings. Go easy on Thursday morning, especially if you are driving or working with mechanical things. Slow down and avoid accidents. Mars is making a challenge to Uranus, and that's when things break, earthquakes occur, mudslides and flooding, and people with anger issues act out. There's an overloaded possibility for shakeups and changes and perhaps even violence. Be careful.
Because Uranus is in Taurus, this square could have a negative effect on the stock market, banking, and weather patterns. Friday and Saturday are under an adventurous Sagittarian moon, great for a walk in nature or philosophical activity. It's also great energy for reading a book and catching up with your studies. Rest up on Sunday, and it would be wise to get a slow start in the morning, as obsessive-compulsive Pluto is being annoying. Pluto is getting ready to bring complications into next week's energy flow. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now let's get back to tonight's program with our host and guest, Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the fall months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The chakras in your body
is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website, new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Now is the hour when light turns all into blue. Now is the time when shadows turn back into dew. Ocean of light, who dips the air Lord, help me now to feel you unfold on the deep. Love paints the sky, love touch my eye, love shine your light on the waves and the dew. Crystal of blue, birth now my mouth kisses you, for I would drink of the water and the light that you give.
It's always a pleasure to be here with Frank. And
it's always a pleasure to be with you, Don.
Thank you. I appreciate that, really. Well, folks, we're doing readings tonight. Frank's giving his famous readings. We're glad to have him. And up next, we have Diana from Georgia. Diana from Georgia was born June, I believe it was 17th. Diana, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Yeah, my birthday is June 1764. And I have a house question, actually. I'm going to be moving into a new home on Saturday, but my current home is still on the market. And just wondering what it looks like astrologically, if the house will be selling anytime soon.
Oh, so you have to sell yours? But you're moving? Was it?
Well, it's not that I have to, but it would certainly be a really good thing if it sold sooner than later.
Okay. Well, you've got really some good aspects. You know, Capricorn and Cancer work well with each other. Cancer is real estate. We're in the sign of Cancer right now, and you're in a year of change. You're in the fifth year of a nine-year cycle, and your next, then you're going into your sixth year, which covers real estate and negotiation, and that energy is already starting to come in over the fifth year, so it's going to influence your decisions, too. And it's the perfect time, actually, for a move. As far as selling your house, I have a, let me look at the chart here, too. But I feel very good coming up. I think there's a good aspect in 6 weeks, within 6 weeks.
Okay, within 6 weeks?
Yeah. I feel that looks like everything's coming in for you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even worry about the retrograde at this point. But Venus in Cancer, we got... A couple other things here in Pluto in Capricorn right now is retrograde, but when it's retrograde, it's actually taking old ideas about selling and putting you in some new ideas. So it's actually, you know, your own sixth sense that happened this way. But I feel like within 6 weeks, I definitely would have a decent situation happening, you know. And
that sounds great.
There's so many of these programs that are pushing people into turning over houses and everything else. So I wouldn't be surprised if a couple came up and offered you a certain amount of money and feel and they could turn over this house and make more money out of it, you know. But I just feel that for you. So,
Thank you.
I wouldn't worry about it. Just enjoy your move. And, you know, it's hard enough. I moved a couple of years ago, and I still haven't gotten rid of half the stuff.
Yeah. I think I'll be facing that, too, very soon.
You know, everything is sentimental. You know, you never think about that, you know. Kind of a cartoon, and it was two closets, and one was full of clothes, and the other one had about six garments, and those are the only things that you ever wear, but the other ones you never touch.
Yeah, so, but it makes us feel good that they're there, right?
Right, But I feel good, and I feel like... you know, some entrepreneur is going to come up and want to see if they can turn the house. So, you know, it's only up to you to negotiate what you want to do. But this is a good, you'll finish up the year, believe me, happy.
Oh, wonderful. That's very good to hear. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you do.
Good luck to you.
Thanks for calling in, Diane.
Thank you.
Hopefully that helped. All right. All right, folks, we have the famous psychic detective. Frank St. James is on tonight. That's right. It's 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. We're going to go a little late because, hey, it is Frank. I mean, why not? When you get to have Frank on... You keep them on. That's my thoughts. All right. Well, we have a, we have Diane. She's from New York. I think we spoke with her before. Pauline, welcome to the program.
Oh, you call me Diane. That's funny. Okay, it's Pauline, right.
Pauline,
yes. Hi, Frank. I've spoken to you before. I'm glad you're back. I love you when you talk. Not that I miss Elizabeth. It's been a while since she's been on, but yeah. So my birthday is December 19, 1960. I want to ask you, how is the solar eclipse affecting me as well as the lunar eclipse coming up? I just want to know what I should be focusing on, especially now that the lunar eclipse is coming up.
All right. Well, the lunar coming up here, we have the 24th. It's going to be a full moon in Capricorn. So it's Earth. It's sometimes it provokes jobs. It could influence as we're going along, depending on the other planets. The way things are turning around as far as negotiation with China and other countries, so it's actually very positive this year. If you notice, some of the things in the political agenda have calmed down. You know, a lot of people are just jumping in there, and they don't really have a any kind of a platform, you know, other than yelling at somebody. And that gets worn out pretty quick. So we'll see two or three emerge out of that without, and if everybody go. But it is, right now, it's kind of working that way, where the shock is over with, things start to calm down a bit. Certain countries are always going to be pushing the envelope because they're afraid of their own people uprising. And so 319, so we got...
1219, December 19.
Yeah, December 19.
Okay. I see what you're doing. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you're in the fifth year, too. You're in the fifth year of a nine-year cycle. So, Lean, you're going through a lot of, head trips, you know, and...
head trips, that's funny.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of misinformation and everything else people are throwing out. And, it's one of those times, where electronics are going berserk. People are just, a lot of people
are going berserk.
That's true. And you're going into a 6 year, you're going to be start calming down and just working through things. I keep saying the six is even number years in numerology are earth energy, and they all stimulate something different. But the sixth year really comes in and calms things down. Was there any thought of moving or anything like that for you?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of trying to clean up my space so I can sell, move on. I have so many things. Like, I'm in crossroads and everywhere, relationship, in career, because I haven't worked in many years, and I do need to go back to school, I believe. I don't know, but there's, so many opportunities coming my way. Don't know which one to choose. It's so annoying that I'm getting all these choices, but...
Yeah. Well, the six represents romance, real estate, it's creative energy, it's going to push you towards picking up a skill that you need, and it's good for negotiation. So a lot of times you could watch someone else go berserk that's angry for some reason and just stare at them, and then finally... Either they realize how stupid that was, or they have a heart attack. It's just one of those times where you can, really pull it together now, where you've got a lot of transition going on. I'm almost feeling like I got the real estate coming first and the move. And then... towards the end of the year, and especially going January into February, I like relationships, but you're going to have to be kind of prepared. You're at the right age for a lot of people that are really looking, for people like yourself. And, I wouldn't take the first one that comes along, but, give them a chance. But be like a detective, Listen,
I've got one on hold, but he doesn't want to start a relationship. So I might be moving on because, I don't know. Somebody's, putting me on hold for this long. It's I've met him 20 years ago, and so this is sort of so much work. I don't know if I'm ready for it. I don't think so. I'm really tired of this kind of nonsense.
The old French saying, c'est la vie.
Yeah. So thank you so much. I mean, there must be some, unless there's more you want to tell me. Wait a second. Solar eclipse. How did this one affect me? I guess I should just listen to it, Elizabeth Joyce was saying.
Yeah, she's a little more in that part of the astrology. I went from regular astrology into financial, into forensic, because I do a lot of missing people and murder cases and and I actually contact the spirit, and with the forensic astrology, you can actually move the planets into the right time space, and actually come out with the weapons sometimes, and
wow. And
what happened to them, and of course contacting the spirit, depending on how they died. I do automatic writing, so I have a lot of different methods of contacting the spirit. And sometimes you're going to get somebody, you know, the last few years, a lot of overdoses. Their friend gave them something and they overdosed, and they don't want to turn their friend in, even though they passed. They're on the other side. But this, you know, but as far as the major thing here for you right now is that that we're heading into an era where things will get a little calmer, especially for yourself, coming up.
Thank you.
I like the Sag part, you know. It's for you. It's a good time to move. Get rid of the people that aren't working out for you, and don't bother with them. You know, they're never going to make it. You know, open yourself up, because you're going to feel real good with your move. And when your energy's feeling really good, it attracts people like that to you. If you're scattered all over the place, it's not a good time.
You're right. Very, very true. Thank you so much. One day I want to ask you about this financial astrology. You sounded interesting when you mentioned that you do that as well.
Well, I was a commodities trading advisor. I had a partner.
Cool. This is something that I did not know about you. I'm glad you mentioned the forensic, because this is something I remember talking to you about a long time ago. Now that I know you have that under your belt as well, that's going to be, you're the perfect person for
this
job.
That's right, Frank.
I have for you. Thank you. So I'm let you go so you can get to the next person.
Thank you. Frank.
Good luck.
Frank is the master, folks. He's the master. You see how he did that? He just turned your life right around. Blam, just like that. That's how easy it is, right?
Right.
There you go. Well, I wish we did have more callers. I think, hold on. Do we have one more? I think we have someone on line 3. I didn't get their name, but I'm going to let them into the program. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
And what was your name once again? Forgive me.
Hello, Petra.
Petra, right, Petra. All right, well, Petra is on the line. Welcome to the program, Petra. What's your birthday?
Yes, my birthday is 18th of April.
18th of April. Okay. Boy, we got a lot of people in the fifth year of the cycle, in the middle of the nine-year cycle. Year of change. What's your question?
Yeah, my question is, you know, my husband died last year, and I'm now in the change to find my new work, and I'm thinking about going, I'm making the first steps in going into caregiving, and I wanted to know what you think about that, or what you see about that.
What did you do before?
I didn't work for 15 years, and before that I was an environmental engineer.
Oh. I feel more on, like I said, I feel there's a, people are looking for people, you know, sincerity. I mean, not just, you know, as far as caregiving. And my only feeling is I help people I do it kind of sparingly. And it's not like I go looking for somebody and force them into listening to me. But, you know, just talk, just, you know, I pick up on certain readings, you know, and I'll try to help out. But it feels like you got a nice gift there, and you're sincere about it. I think it's a good time for you to do that. And I'm sorry about your loss. The only way I get
this is also my question. You know, it's now 1 year, and it was really a year of grieving. But I know it's his mission was done here on Earth, and now it's something coming up for me that is new in my life, and I'm not sure what it is. You know, I'm going step by step.
Sure, sure. Well, I could tell you, he keeps showing me a watch. What's with the watch with him? Anything significant?
It's a watch?
Yeah.
It's like a watch.
Go ahead.
It's a watch. We did a watch practice. That's a breathing practice. And we were breathing in 5 minutes or 10 minutes breathing in and 20 seconds out.
Oh.
Also 20.
All right. Well, that might be what it... the significance of it, but
yeah, we did it with a watch on a blue surface.
Because he's telling me to tell you he could breathe. He's going like this. He's got his hands on his chest, and he's going, and he says everything is all right. Everything, he said. I left my problems behind, he says. You don't take it with you. He said, yeah, I got through some emotional things, but he said, I'm all right, and I only wish you the best. I love you, and I'm going to, you know, and hopefully once in a while, if you're really going through something, you know, emotionally, that I may be able to help you. And he said, and I'm really trying to protect you, that, you know, you don't, nobody hurts you, he says. But he's very strong. He's very strong around you.
Yeah.
And he says you're doing the right thing. That's, you know. He said, well, you were always smarter than I was. He's laughing.
I don't know if that is true, but we were both pretty smart. But
now he goes, he says, believe me, I only made out that I was. He's laughing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he liked to laugh a little bit about himself, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But he was really, he said, I was really covering up because you were much smarter than him. You always marry somebody smarter than you. He said, that's the only way it's going to work. He's laughing.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But,
yeah.
But
anything else?
Yeah. Let's see. Were you thinking of moving, did you say? I'm not sure.
No, I'm not thinking about moving right now. I want to do my caregiving.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm in a place where I can be.
Good. Yeah.
You see me moving?
I don't know. I get this feeling maybe before this time next year you're thinking, really, really thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, that can be.
Yeah.
But not right now.
No, But you will be. I just feel that you will be. And, you know, it's time for a change, you know, different things that you're doing. And I feel that the caregiving is very rewarding. And I always say, make sure that the person that you're helping out or whatever appreciates it.
Yes.
You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking to
thank
you, and I wish you a lot of luck. And you know, you'll have your husband there. He might give you a message tonight. You never know. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Frank. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right, folks. Well, that's how easy it was. Well, we've come to the end of the program. We have a wonderful track. Water by William Vitalis, and then we're going to be closing out with Richard Shulman, The Love, and there's a little meditation that you'll be able to enjoy before we close out with the final song. James, how can they reach you?
Okay, it's 862-684-1904. So it's 862-684-1904.
Well, there you go. So now you know how to reach Frank St. James, if you want to reach him, and hopefully you do, because, I mean, hey, where else are you going to get a better reading? This guy knows what he's talking about. Well, Frank, happy July 4th weekend to you. It was a pleasure, as it always is. Thank you for being with us once again.
We had some terrific fireworks down here at the beach, so, you know.
Did you feel the that earthquake?
Not particularly.
Yeah, no, neither did I. I'm glad it missed us.
You would be more in position for that, right?
You'd think so. I rarely feel those things. I mean, things can shake, rattle, and roll, and usually I miss it. All right. Well, Frank, once again, a pleasure. Have a fabulous Sunday evening, the rest of it, and a wonderful week ahead. We'll catch you next time. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, folks. Up next, William Vitalis. This is Water. We'll be leading into the Garden of Wisdom and then back out with Richard Shulman. Here we go.